Welcome to Uncyclopedia Audio, and this is how to maintain a vanity site on Wikipedia. The tyrants that maintain Wikipedia as a non-democratic and anti-free speech website have deleted your last hopes of being remembered after you die. Should you hurry up and commit suicide already? Nay, for where there's hope, there's a way. Follow these guidelines, and it is 23% guaranteed that someone will care that you slit your wrists next week. Or at least until they find the body. Step 1. Prepare your article. Make sure to include what is so great about you, possibly a photograph, and maybe your website or blog if you have one. Quotes are also good. Try it, you never know it. Hey, worked for Bob Saget. Step 2. If you got deleted on grounds of patent nonsense, Wikipedia obviously doesn't recognize you as enough of a threat to call vanity. This means war! A secret weapon was constructed years ago in Bill Gates' basement. It is often believed to be the reason for Microsoft's inexplicable success. The following instructions will allow you to utilize this fearsome technology. 1. Copy and paste the text into Microsoft Word. 2. Press F7. 3. Click change repeatedly until the box goes away. 4. Return with a vengeance. What if I don't have Microsoft Word? Or Windows for that matter? We're sorry, this guide isn't written for those who don't want to pay Microsoft. You might as well commit suicide already. Cheer up! Bill Gates cares. Not really. Step 3. Now that you have your article in good English, like the clever people, perhaps the article is being deleted on grounds of vanity. Your task now is to change that view. The first thing that wiki detectives look for in their never-ending jihad against innocent articles is self-reference. For instance, if the person who edited the article is the same person that the article is about, alarm bells ring in their twisted little minds. However, it is not as simple as creating a new username. There exist little snitch pixies known as IP addresses, which tell Wikipedia if you are using the same computer that your old username was on. The solution for this is to work in the shelter of internet cafes, or look as much as you can like Bill Wheaton. Step 4. Generally, at this point, the complaint becomes, it is an article about a person, group of people, band, club, etc., that does not assert the importance or its significance of the subject. Jesus Christ, what's next, huh? Empirical evidence shows that the adding of the phrase, who is really important, to the article only increases the survival time of an article by an average of 4.2 seconds. Try this instead. 1. Click random article on the Wikipedia sidebar. 2. Make sure the article you get is about a person. If not, repeat step 1 until it is. 3. Copy and paste the code from the edit section into your page. 4. Change every mention of the person's name to yours. 5. Add at the bottom a new section entitled Other Stuff and paste your own article there. Chances are it'll be overlooked. This example lasted a record 9 minutes on Wikipedia, over twice the average of normal vanity pages. Step 5. It's possible that you are still going to be persecuted after this. If so, you may need to step outside for a breath mint. United Wikipedians Fnord, UNW, is an association against the tyranny of Wikipedia. It started as a support group that would prevent wiki jihadists from deleting pages that they don't like, relying heavily on the voice of reason. However, in 1976, they were forced out by mass Wikipedians' persecution of 1976. Angered at how Wikipedia had turned out, they made a copy of Wikipedia in which users would be safe from terrorism. Wikipedia 2. Due to copyright issues, they changed the name to Uncyclopedia soon after. Try moving your page there.